You're listening to the award-winning Travel Planners Radio Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
Hey, it's Peter Greenberg here. You're listening to the Travel Planner Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy, and don't say I didn't warn you.
We've got with us for the second segment, Terry Marshall Holder, who has been up into the Fairbanks, Alaska, and surrounding communities.
Ice road truckers.
Yeah. But I wanted to ask you, Terry, did they give you any specific suggestions on how to dress for that cold weather?
Yes, ahead of time we asked that question because you're thinking, what am I going to pack and what am I going to take? I mean, I live in New York City and it gets cold, but not that cold, of course. And basically, it's really just all about the layers. You need a really good base layer underneath everything. And I find, for me personally, it's the hands and feet that I have to be most cautious about because that seems to get cold before everything else. So I use very thick wool socks and a pair of winter boots that are insulated to probably 30 below, I believe. And it was about 35 below one of the nights. But with the wool socks and those boots, I was okay. You know, for short periods. The big thing is covering your face. You know, you have to cover your complete face. And, I mean, I walked down when we did one of the stops on the Dalton Highway to walk down and stand on the frozen Yukon River, and literally my eyelashes had, you know, ice on each one of them because they were the only things exposed. Everything else was covered, but my eyes. So I didn't stay
I've had my
long.
Beard covered with frost walking down the street in Chicago. But one of the things, too, you need to stay dry. You definitely, in cold
right.
weather, have to stay dry, yeah.
And you also went to the Ice Museum at Chena Hot Springs. Tell us about that.
Yes, that was actually amazing. So there's this couple, Heather Bryce and her husband Stephen, and they are famous ice sculptors, and they have built this museum at the Chena Hot Springs, and it's actually open year-round. They have some type of insulation system where they can keep the ice, you know, there year-round. And they use there's about 1,000 tons of ice used, and it's all harvested from the nearby rivers. And it's just incredible the work they can do. I mean, they have all these sculptures inside of all these different things. And it kind of looks like an ice hotel and with different rooms. And then they have a big bar that they've created called the Aurora Bar. And then there they serve you an appletini and a martini glass that's made from ice. And obviously you need your gloves to pick it up. But it's just beautiful inside. And there it's a place where they also teach ice sculpting for people. So you can come and take lessons. And they work with some students from the nearby university in Fairbanks. So it was just absolutely beautiful to sit in there and have your little appletini in your ice glass and just realize you're sitting on an ice bar stool. You're, you know, it's surrounded by all this gorgeous artwork, really. And
but it's not where you can spend the night? It's not a hotel?
No, they don't use it as a hotel, although it does have that capability. I believe you can use it for private events like that, but it's not really part of the resort's typical rooms. You know, they do regular rooms, but it's usually mostly for a museum. Yeah, but it was beautiful. And they have the ice carving competition going on, I think, this month in the Fairbanks area. So they're involved with that as well.
Mm-hmm. We were at the Quebec City Winter Carnival and went out to the ice hotel.
Right.
And they had a bar where they had the ice glasses and they served.
Yes, I've been there. It's great.
Oh, yeah, that bourbon and maple syrup at 0 degrees goes down real fast, and, boy, it'll sneak up on you.
Yes, it will, but it warms you from the inside out, doesn't it?
Well, supposedly. Actually, it's not good for you to be in the cold with alcohol, but this sounds like really a great trip. What was the menu like along the way? I mean, you mentioned hot dogs and hamburgers for the truckers. Were you relegated to the same menu?
Well, when we were at the Coldfoot Camp, it was just similar, you know, your typical cafe food, but it was very good. It was all very, very good. But actually, in the Fairbanks area and at Borealis Base Camp, the fish is incredible. I mean, you know, they have their haddock is really great. And the salmon, if you love salmon, I mean, it's just a place to go. You can get salmon all day long.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's so fresh and good. There's just no difference. I mean, it's such a difference than when you buy it in a grocery store, you know, in the city, but to have it fresh like you can have in places like that. And you know, also places like, you know, Scandinavia. So that was on the menu everywhere. I will say, though, the Borealis Base Camp, they have a chef that prepares a three-course meal every night for the guests. And, I mean, had an amazing lemon chicken soup as the appetizer. And then you could choose between a fish entree, a vegetarian entree, and a steak, and then a dessert. And it was all very well done. And that's an off-the-grid establishment. So I'm always impressed that they can generate their own electricity and do all these amazing meals in that setting. But it was very, very good.
Were there very many people there where you were?
As far as guests, the Borealis Base Camp is sold out almost every night during the Aurora season because people come from all over the world to see that. And there were quite a few up at Coldfoot staying in those accommodations. You know, the city itself isn't that large. I mean, it's a small city, you know, about 35,000 residents inside the city proper, and then probably 65 or so in the surrounding areas. But there were a lot of winter tourists, not like an overwhelming amount, but a very good amount of people there, you know, in search of those lights. So it was really a great experience.
Did you get to see some of Fairbanks while you were there as well?
We did. We were there on the first Friday of the month. So they have what they call their First Friday's Art Walk. So we were able to go and see some of the work by the local artists, and a lot of the community people were out doing that. It was kind of nice to see that everyone's out. The cold doesn't stop them from doing anything. So we spent some time doing that and then just kind of seeing what the city has. I think it's a very different experience between winter and summer. They have like an outdoor kind of open air place with all these historic cabins and buildings that is open in the summer. And I think that would be a really interesting thing to go back and see in the summertime. But yes, I mean, the town is lovely. We had some really great meals. I mean, and then they have a big, they have a lot of Thai food there. There's like, for some reason, that's very popular in Fairbanks. So there's Thai restaurants everywhere, even little drive-through Thai restaurants. It surprised me.
Yeah, I'm you have in. To drive Let's
up, go. Drive up for your Thai food. Everything you need, coffee and Thai food. So
there you go. Very, that's different.
A nice city.
Did you fly up there, or that did was you a drive clear across?
We flew into Fairbanks, and I connected through Seattle and flew into Fairbanks and then drove the other places. Well, people drove us. No one wanted to give us a car in that weather, but people drove us, you know, everywhere we went, which was good. I think that was probably better because the roads.
Yeah, we were in Dallas, Texas, when they had their Icemageddon, and after the third night, there was one taxi cab that was running with an Indian driver that took us to a restaurant, and he says, "You want me to come back for you?" And I went, no, I'll only if I drive.
Yeah, if you're not used to driving on ice, it doesn't matter if you have four-wheel drive or not.
No,
some people think, hey, I have four-wheel drive, I can go anywhere.
Terry, thanks for joining us today, and it sounds like you had a really great trip. We're going to have to put that one on
I
our
did.
List too, Sue.
What's your website, Terry?
Thanks for having me. Trippingwithterry.com.
Great.
And that's T-E-R-R-I?
T-E-R-R-I, T-R-I-P-P-I-N-G with Terry.com. Yeah.
Super. Thanks for joining us. You are listening to the Travel Planners Radio Show. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Sue McCarthy.
We're coming to you live on the Global American Broadcasting Network.